UFOC wins bargaining right at Gallo Winery election among, when they got a majority vote among 90 workers presently eligible to vote. August 10th, Farm Union charges illegal hiring, and they picketed in front of the Federal Immigration Naturalization Service in Bakersfield, more than 100 pickets. Union charge green card workers from Mexico have been brought in to harvest the firm's table grapes, although this is forbidden by Department of Labor law. August 10th, Chavez, Jamara differ on effects of Kern farm strike. Chavez claims strikes depleted about 30-40% of Jamara's grape pickers. 300 pickets were on the lines this morning at the firm's Kern County operations. According to the injunction, pickets have to stand at least 50 feet apart. It's worse than in Texas, commented Chavez. There we could have two persons every 50 feet. Jamara says normal operations are continuing. However, Liberations Director Phil Fike confirmed the company's filed a $150,000 damage suit. He said the action was taken because of unlawful picketing. August 12th, Central Labor Council of New York may join UFOC boycott of Jamara, according to Harry Van Arsdale. August 15th, Chavez charges that growers are bringing illegal aliens into this area as strikebreakers. Miguel Carmona, Caratan Ranch foreman, is free on a $3,000 bond pending a federal grand jury hearing on charges he knowingly transported and harbored 9 illegal alien entrants into this county, posing as Puerto Ricans. The union contends there's a planned operation to bring in both legal green card Mexican aliens and illegal aliens to harvest Jamara crops. Chavez criticized the Immigration Service for its slowness investigating the reports. August 1767, picking and packing grapes is in full swing as the warm weather has brought sudden maturity to the crops. Growers say no labor shortage. UFOC picketing at Garces Highway and Driver Roads. U.S. Border Patrol conducting an around-the-clock hunt for illegal aliens. 256 aliens picked up in the past 2 days in Kern County. August 19th, Albert Pinon, CSO National President, called for a meeting Sinaloa restaurant in Delano to consider accusations that chapters have not supported the efforts of UFOC. CSO was not formed to organize unions, Espinosa said, and its efforts are devoted to seeking to help all persons of Mexican-American descent with their problems. August 20, 67, Superior Court Judge Ferguson has issued a preliminary injunction prohibiting workers from using bullhorns to talk to workers in Jamara Vineyards. Also made permanent a previous temporary injunction restricting the action to pickets. August 21st of 67, green card workers protest job ban at strike-bound farms. This is under Alfred Ramirez of the American Education Service for Spanish surname citizens. August 24th, 67, judge bars eviction of 16 farm workers. That's at our property at Edison. August 24th, Delano CSO dissolves in UFOC row. It was under threat of suspension for refusal to help UFOC. August 29th, Farm Union says pickets are attacked at the Jamara Edison operation by 7 persons, 3 of them women. Pickets were treated in Kern General there. William Taylor, Pascual Barrientes, Manuel Vieira. A group of women opposed the union. Women Against Chavez met in Los Angeles with William Orozco. August 30th, 67, striking Jamara families are evicted. They were evicted in the middle of the night and had to stand outside along the roadway until 1 a.m. Then they were finally allowed to return, occupy the cabins until morning. 13 adults and 7 children said their belongings were seized and were told they could not obtain them until transportation charges were paid, attended by Gary Bellows. September 3rd, 67, Appeal Court, 5th District Court in Fresno, overrules ban on picket bullhorns. September 5th, Bishop urges union acceptance of Bishop Donahue at the Catholic Labor Institute, presented the Father Coogan Award to Cesar Chavez for promotion of industrial peace and social justice. September 7th, Senate Fact-Finding Subcommittee on Un-American Activities today cleared the farmworker unions of any subversive influence in the conduct of the Delano Grape Strike. September 8th, the mothers picketed youth walk at the Jamara Vineyards Corporation ranch near Ducor, about 40 of them. Mac opened an office in Delano. September 9th, Chavez says he's working on plans to expand the boycott against Jamara Vineyards Corporation products to Hong Kong, Latin America, or Europe if necessary. September 13th, editorial. Those who glibly charged communist domination of Delano Grape Workers Strike last year have had their reckless words crammed down their throats by the highly conservative State Senate Fact-Finding Committee. Since they could not find any evidence that communists were in the driver's seat in the Delano strike. September 23rd, UFLOC announced terms of a 3-year labor contract for field workers at Gallo. Dolores says in the agreement workers will receive a 10-cent hourly increase over the next 2 years. October 2nd of 67, Chavez says the UFLOC has signed a contract to represent the workers of Palmason. October 14th, John Schroyer announces UFLOC will picket scab grapes in New York. October 24th, representatives of 6 unions began quiet meetings in San Francisco and Los Angeles to establish ground rules for formation of a coordination of total effort through confederation or ruling council. This is the Teamsters, Longshoremen, Distillery Workers, Farm Workers, United Auto Workers, Packing House Workers. Sought to establish multi-bargaining councils that would present a solid front to a multifaceted corporation. October 29th, John Dunn's book, Delano, is published. November 30th, Duncan reported a tentative agreement between UFLOC and 5 growers to set up a panel of trustees to develop a health and welfare program. December 13th, Meany vows more aid to Chavez. We are with you, he said, and we are going to stay with you. The National CIO Convention. December 18th, New York pickets charge mislabeling of Jamara grapes. December 19th, Chavez says, we don't have a single champion in the California state legislature, and we don't look up to the state government for help, only harassment. This was an address given at Boston, probably Harvard University. And Caesar saw Cardinal Cushing and Senator Edward Kennedy. December 20th, Cesar Chavez in New York has called for federal legislation which would allow the unionization of migrant farm workers. He led a group picketing wholesale fruit sellers at Hunts Point Market in Bronx. December 22nd, Coloradoans donate food, money, and a bus for grape strikers in Denver. December 23rd, Rabbi Albert Lewis of the Interfaith Committee for Agriculture Reconciliation said the group called on striking farm workers and representatives of Jamara to confer under its auspices. December 28th, Chavez kin, other anti-poverty workers are linked to unions. That was Manuel Chavez through the California Self-Help Service Corps. He is in the position of wearing 2 hats. One is field worker paid by the California Self-Service Corps, and the other is Caesar's brother and co-helper. Happy New Year, everybody. January 5th, 1968. Farm workers begin New York boycott tour. Major target of the journey is the Victor Joseph & Son Company in New York, Canadian of Jamara. Participants will use sleeping bags and hope to find shelter. They'll be going by bus and car. 60 persons in the caravan make stops Phoenix, Albuquerque, Oklahoma City, Chicago, Cleveland. January 6th. Migrant ministry teams aid farm union. This is the worker priest story, talking about the 4 teams, made up 1 Mexican-American farm worker and 1 Protestant member, were sent into the field 13 months ago. Thrust of it is to serve the farm worker movement, to relate to the needs of the worker. Attempt by the church to expand and deepen its relation to this particular social movement. They've lost 10,000 a year from the San Joaquin Valley churches, but this was nearly matched by increased urban giving. We lost a lot of this romantic response, but this in turn is replaced by national denominations supporting our worker priest project. January 7th, boycott hits all Delano grapes. UFOC has shifted its attack from specific labels to all Delano grapes with the inauguration of its 50-member mobile boycott picket line leaving for New York City. January 7th, Bishop Manning will meet both with growers and Chavez at separate times to learn of the grape strike from both sides of the controversy. January 12th, Alfred Ramirez, organizer of Mothers Against Chavez, charges he's being harassed by investigators from the U.S. Department of Labor. January 22nd, 1968, 18 pickets were blocking the tracks of the SP, where a shipment of grapes from Jamara property going through. They dispersed at the police request. February 4th, New York police arrest 24 Delano pickets at Hunts Point, as they had been mass picketing there. February 4th, Fred Hirsch walked into a field to serve a subpoena, and on Mary Rios, and she said Hirsch shoved the subpoena down the front of her sweater. And then the other employees came over and roughed up her. She was taken to the Delano Hospital. Delano pickets resumed protests in New York. These are the same ones that were arrested before. February 8th, 68, seven union groups were reported taking steps today to create an alliance that would operate in agriculture in all western states. This is the same one reported before. February 9th, UFOC extends grape boycott to big New Jersey supplier. Victor Joseph's the latest target of a nationwide Don't Buy California Grapes campaign being waged by 50 civic, religious, and labor groups. Union organizer Fred W. Ross said the firm will not use its influence and is directly responsible for a labor dispute between farm workers and the Jamara farm. Ross asserted thousands of letters protesting the purchase of California grapes are being mailed to Joseph by groups in the metropolitan area. February 15th, Chavez sent a telegram to Jamara urging an initial meeting to be held at the earliest date. February 16th, Chavez faces contempt case for alleged violations of court-imposed picket line regulations connection with Jamara strike. February 25th, fasting Chavez will go to court in ambulance. At a hastily called meeting, Chavez told union members the three-year-old Delano grape strike is nonviolent and that he is fasting to demonstrate and strengthen this fact. No union effort is worth the life of a single grower or his child, or a single farm worker or his child. He has said some union members have disagreed with his nonviolent policy, and he began his fast to counter the disagreement and to strengthen the resolve of his members. February 26, 1,000 accompany Chavez to court hearing. March 1st, a $2 million libel suit in which Lariat Leon accuses the John Birch Society of contending he's a communist has been reopened in L.A. County. March 4th, the New Jersey Industrial Union Council, the LCIO, has urged New Jersey distributor Don Joseph to support union efforts to organize farm workers. March 10th, Ron Taylor article, Cesar Chavez gaunt and weak after 25 days without food. Today will break bread with thousands of farm workers, ending his fast for nonviolence, once again showing the charismatic strength of his union movement. The battle streamers on UFOC's red, white, and black flag are contracts with eight corporations. Taylor gives along a complete review of the whole strike and union movement. March 11th, U.S. Senator Kennedy, hailing Chavez as a great American, told 4,000 cheering farm workers, you must have federal laws protecting your right to collective bargaining. We must give you the same justice other workers received 30 years ago. Chavez, 35 pounds lighter and so weak from his 25 days of fasting he couldn't walk without help, ended his long ordeal, sitting through 3 hours of religious services, speeches, and symbolic breaking bread with Kennedy and members of UFOC. It was all over at about 3:15. Chavez was helped to a car and amid cheers of Viva Chavez, Viva La Causa, and taken to a retreat somewhere on the coast to recoup his strength. Chavez's statement read, those who oppose us are rich and powerful. We are poor, but we have something the rich do not own, our bodies and our spirits and the justice of our cause. These are our weapons. Our lives are really all that belong to us. Only by giving our lives do we find life. I am convinced that the truest act of courage, the strongest act of manliness, is to sacrifice ourselves for others in a totally nonviolent struggle for justice. Kennedy said, I come as an American citizen to honor Cesar Chavez. I honor him for his compassion, his honesty, his truth, and his dedication. At one point, after trying to speak Spanish and read a quote from Pope Leo XII, he turned to Cesar and said, Cesar, am I destroying the Spanish language? The breaking of bread started with Holy Communion. Four priests moved first to Chavez and Kennedy, then through crowds surrounding him. Then great loaves of unsalted bread, semita, were broken and passed among the throng by Hartmeyer. Now 300 loaves of the Mexican-type bread had been baked in Fresno for the occasion. Jewish, Protestant, and Catholic clergymen took part in the Mass. During the afternoon, Schrade presented a gift of $50,000 to UFLOC as a gift from Walter Reuther and UAW. To be used to construct the administration building at the UFLOC headquarters. The Plano Commission hits at park barricading by UFLOC. UFLOC had originally planned to use its rally, hold its rally at its headquarters in Garces, but heavy rains prevented it. March 31st, Jerry Cohen has requested a list of jurors for the past 10 years in the Plano Justice Court for use in defense of Epifanio Camacho. April 11th, Superior Court Judge Steele granted a request by Jamara Vineyards to dismiss the contempt of court action against Chavez. Philip Fike said the Jamara family is motivated in requesting the dismissal. By their conclusion, Chavez should have all possible opportunity to convince his followers that recourse to violence is wrong and acts of violence will not bring about resolution of farm labor problems. April 19th, Chavez says boycotts of all unlabeled fresh grapes will be started in Los Angeles, Boston, and Chicago. European boycotts also are being considered. April 26th, contempt trial for UFLOC is rescheduled. April 27th, Secretary Wirtz says government will have investigators at Jamara Farms Monday to determine whether green card workers are working behind picket lines. The union had planned to picket Wirtz's appearances in Los Angeles. Wirtz is in L.A. for a reception for Representative Edward Roybal. April 30th, U.S. check fails to find green card violators. May 8th, U.S. Immigration Service Associate Commissioner Noto reported there is some merit to farm labor charges growers are using illegal green card Mexican nationals as strikebreakers. We do have increased problems in this area, but we can cope with them. We are considering the use of new techniques and more manpower. Immigration official says the green card worker who goes back to or lives in Mexico cannot return to the United States to work on a farm that is under the labor dispute certification. May 10th, all Mexican green card aliens working on the 24 ranches where certified labor strike disputes exist will be checked by the Border Patrol to see if there are any there illegally. May 17th, leaflets referring to workers in Jamara Vineyards as traitors and pleading for a united city were distributed by members of the UFLOC in a march through West McFarland late yesterday. A priest led the march connected with that incident. May 20th, a contempt trial against UFLOC scheduled to open this morning has been continued for a third time. May 21st, union demonstration at Farm Home becomes noisy deal. This is in front of Jovita Medina's home, involving the farm worker picket line led by Mark Day and other workers holding signs critical of the union. March 22nd, Sheriff's Office says nearly 1,000 members and supporters of UFLOC returned here last night, that's the early march, for a second demonstration outside the homes of Jamara farm employees. Prayer lines were formed in front of the workers, in front of the strikebreakers. May 21st, although it has accepted state employment service findings in the past, U.S. Department of Labor is making its own investigation of labor disputes on 24 ranches to determine if Mexican green card commuters can work there. The growers howled, claiming they were being harassed and that Secretary Wirtz had backed down on a promise to adjust federal labor disputes classification to conform to those dictated by federal Wagner-Peiser Act. May 24th, UFLOC demonstrates again in McFarland. Spectators swelled the crowd to some 800 persons, an estimated 100 demonstrating in front of strikebreakers' homes. Led in prayer by Father Mark Day, they sang in front of the workers' houses, marched around several blocks. May 25th, Chavez plans world boycott of grapes, charges Ronald Reagan, the U.S. Immigration Service, Delano Growers, and California Arizona Labor Association of a conspiracy to break his union strike in San Joaquin Valley Farms. In retaliation, he will start a worldwide boycott of California table grapes with segments of organized labor in Canada and Europe. There's disagreement between Justice and Labor Departments and the federal government over the strikes. The Justice Department says the strikes are inactive and don't come under the Labor Department rules. The Labor Department says these strikes are still on. May 30th, the Sacramento delegation last night joined about 200 chanting pickets outside San Francisco Hilton Hotel in demonstration in support of the Delano grape strike. Later marched in and confronted U.S. Attorney Ramsey Clark in the midst of a speech. June 6th, Attorney Ramsey Clark has ordered a crackdown on the use of Mexican nationals on San Joaquin Valley farms. In response to protests at Chavez, he ordered California Border Patrol to step up enforcement of regulations to forbid green card holders to engage in strike breaking. He's ordered Border Patrol to carry on more comprehensive investigations of certified strike-bound farms, screen each green card holder found at such a location to pin down violations of anti-strike regulation. 3, increase its forces at the Bakersfield station to cope with problems arising from the influx of green card holders as well as aliens entering California without identification. And 4, establish better communication with Chavez's union to avoid misunderstandings. Es todito. Mac is learning to use a $90 tape recorder.
I'm going to push this on. Mm-hmm. Push it to the on position.
Yeah.
When I get ready to stop, I just push it down.
Now it's on.
Yeah?
I got it on now, see? Now it's recording. Right now.